Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Mental War, the Spartan discipline code to crush procrastination. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? Grinding away day after day, checking things off your to-do list, but never actually feeling satisfied or accomplished. Yeah, me too. And that's why we're tackling something crucial today. Why prioritizing your mental health should be the absolute top priority, even over productivity. Because let's face it, friends, productivity without peace of mind is like driving a fancy sports car with no brakes. Sure, you might look cool zooming around, but eventually, you're gonna crash and burn. So, what does this mean in practical terms? What are the key takeaways that can help us shift our mindset from always on to truly thriving? Here's the deal. First, recognize that your mental health is not a luxury. It's a necessity. It's like saying you need fuel for your car. Without it, you simply can't function at your best. We spend so much time focusing on physical health, hitting the gym, eating right, but neglecting our mental well-being is like skipping the most crucial component of the equation. Second, learn to say no without guilt. You are not obligated to please everyone and take on every task that comes your way. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your own needs. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone drive your car into a ditch, would you? Treat your mental health with the same respect. Protect it from overloads and unnecessary stress. Third, cultivate mindfulness. This doesn't mean spending hours meditating, though that can be helpful. It simply means being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a few deep breaths throughout the day, appreciate the little things, and focus on what truly matters. Ever notice how much more enjoyable a meal is when you savor each bite instead of mindlessly scarfing it down? Mindfulness works the same way with everything, from work to relationships to simply enjoying a sunny day. Fourth, make time for activities that bring you joy. Don't let your life become a marathon of responsibilities. Schedule in time for hobbies, passions, and things that genuinely make you happy. Remember, happiness is not the absence of problems, it's finding joy amidst them. And finally, don't be afraid to seek help when needed. There's no shame in talking to a therapist or counselor if you're struggling. They can provide invaluable support and guidance as you navigate life's challenges. Think of it like this. We wouldn't hesitate to see a doctor for a physical ailment, so why treat our mental health any differently? Let me share a quick example. Imagine Sarah, a high-achieving entrepreneur who's always pushing herself to the limit. She's constantly working late nights, skipping meals, and neglecting her hobbies. While she might appear successful on the outside, deep down, she's exhausted and feeling burnt out. Eventually, this can lead to serious consequences, anxiety, depression, even physical health problems. By prioritizing her mental well-being, making time for exercise, connecting with loved ones, and setting boundaries at work, Sarah could regain her energy, improve her focus, and ultimately achieve greater success in all areas of her life. So, remember, friends, mental wellness is not a destination, it's a journey. It requires conscious effort, self-compassion, and a commitment to prioritizing your own needs. By doing so, you'll unlock your full potential, live a more fulfilling life, and inspire those around you to do the same. This week, challenge yourself to make one small change that supports your mental health. Maybe it's taking a 15-minute walk in nature, practicing some gratitude journaling, or simply saying no to something that drains your energy. Every step counts. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media using Mental War. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. Until next time, keep fighting the good fight for your mind, your body, and your soul.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.